Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy, please, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me that ye should do so in a land where that ye go to possess it. I have taught you some things. I have taught you judgment. I have taught you statutes, principles, and laws. And the reason for which I taught you this is application. When you enter the land that God is sending you to, apply these laws, apply these statutes, live according to these laws. In verse 6, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom. The laws I've taught you, the statutes I've taught you, are your wisdom, and they are your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear of all these, of all these statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Please write that down in your mind. A wise and understanding people. So wisdom here becomes a special intelligence acquired through knowledge and applied to achieve the best possible result. It's a way of life influenced by a set of rules that produces results that are rare or uncommon. So wisdom must be based on rules or facts, knowledge. So what you know becomes your wisdom. So the basis for wisdom is knowledge. When a man tells you he is wise without knowledge, question his wisdom. Because wisdom is the application of knowledge. So when somebody tells you I'm intelligent without knowledge, the person is not honest. Because wisdom must be based on facts. For every human action, there must be a knowledge driving it. So actions are influenced by what you know. So your knowledge is the sum total of your wisdom. That's what we call precise knowledge, accurate knowledge. The problem with knowledge is that too many people know things or about things. They also know about people. They lack precise understanding. In the New Testament is the word epignosis, accurate knowledge. Please, let me come down and help you understand this. You see, we might all go to different schools and we are taught chemistry. But our understanding of chemistry is based on the knowledge that was given to us. So if I will become a chemist who will practicalize everything I learned in school, it means I must have precise understanding. So why is it that I went to school with you but we are not producing the same result? So the reason why we are not producing the same result is that one of us did not have accurate understanding. When you have accurate understanding of knowledge, then you can apply knowledge intelligently and get the expected result. So the reason for the Old Testament is wisdom. There's something I want to take you. It's something in my mind right now, but just allow me to deviate a bit and I'll come back to the scripture. The book of Romans chapter 12. The book of Romans chapter 12. Let me just go through it a bit. I want to get back because there's something I want to teach you. This is off what I'm teaching you. I'm deviating from what I'm teaching you, from the subject. But it's good for me to explain some things. Yes, and I want to be very practical in this service. Please let your heart be in the service. Let your mind be in the service. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Please, and be not conformed to this world, but be it transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, what it means is this: the basis for knowing what is good and perfect is the knowledge of God. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? The basis for discerning between what is right and wrong is the knowledge of God. Because to you, what is good may be evil. And to me, what is evil may be good. So there must be a basis to know exactly what is right or what is wrong. For example, we live in a society where you have all kinds of perversive tendencies. Some tell you there's nothing wrong with being a homosexual, and that person tells you you can also be a transgender. All kinds of things are being taught. Now, why do we boldly tell those people what you're doing is wrong? Why is it that when somebody tells a lie, you tell the person that what you've done is wrong? Why is it that when, now you see, the basis for discerning what is good or right is the rule available within that society or within that community. So the law was to tell Israel, this is how to know what is good and what is right. So what I am showing you right now in this document is what I call the good and acceptable or perfect will of God. Now when you know them and do them, people will look at you and say you are wise, because your result will be different. The book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. I want to just begin to take this up just one after the other. I said to myself, for example, America is trying to modernize. Our quest for modernity is making us gradually lose our humanity. Do you understand? You want to modernize, but there is no basis for modernization. Do you understand? So to me, it's an illusionary pursuit of what you actually don't even know. So the world is confused. So a boy, young boy now will cut his trouser and cut it into 5 places, and it is sold in the market and we buy them. Those are clothes meant for mad people some years back. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking to you. So you can see a young boy dressing and his trouser is almost on or out of his body, and to us is modernity. And as far as life is concerned, most people accept it as being modern because they don't have a basis for knowing what is modern or what is not modern, for knowing what is right and what is not right. So you have to be disciplined to follow these rules. If you follow this rule, you may look foolish to others, but that is what will make you different from the rest. Somebody shout hallelujah. That is what will make you different from the rest. So when you live this way, the world may not accept you. Other nations may not believe in you. But I am showing you detailed facts of life. And I've put them, I've documented them. At your level as the unregenerated, as unrecreated, you can internalize it and produce a kind of life that is rare and uncommon to others. So here, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So Israel developed the culture of not just reading the book, but meditating on the book. Now the reason for meditation is to have sound knowledge. Now is also to have proper discernment. There's a possibility you can just take a book and peruse through it. Just go through the book and you have an idea. But if you want to have a deeper understanding of the facts of what is written, you have to meditate. To meditate means you are bringing all of your being, including your mind and your heart, to find out the substance and the meaning of what is written. Are you understand what I'm talking about? So they got out of just reading to meditating, and during day and night, that thou may observe. The reason why you're meditating is so that you can internalize. You make it a part of your life. And when you make it a part of your life, you unconsciously begin to observe it. Somebody listen to this here now. Somebody may sit down and be a criminal, but when he puts all of his attention on meditating on the law, before you know, the force of the law and the knowledge of the law takes grip of his heart in a way that when he sees something, he will no longer steal anymore. You see why? That law has become wisdom for him. You know, he's now doing what is right, even unconsciously, because a new law has taken over his members. So certain things that you want to naturally do is broken, is off your life, because you're feeding on a law that a set of rules that is different. Let me just give you an example. I've always used an example all the time. It permits me to use it all the time. When you move from this climb to even some other climb, like maybe small countries, small African countries. In this country, when laws are made, they are made to take advantage of the average and the poor. But in other countries where laws are made, they affect both the poor and the rich. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Now be here. Be here. But there are some countries who have so emphasized on their law that they don't tell lies. I was shocked when I saw one of the guys who lives in Lagos, he's a businessman. He said, what taught him how to be honest in business are the Japanese. They don't go to church. When a Japanese discovers he has told you a lie, he kills himself. He takes his life. Naturally. So he will never tell you a lie. Why? Because in the culture of the Japanese, telling the truth has been properly emphasized and ingrained in the human system. So he said, when I discovered that, I said, if a man in Japan will tell the truth, why can't I tell the truth? So, and the reason for which they told them that is, if you want to succeed in business, you need trust. And for people to trust you, you must be truthful. So the Japanese people began to teach all kinds of secrets for economic development. And one of them is trust in business. So that guy said also that I discovered that if the Japanese people can trust me, I can do business with them. So he said, I started telling them the truth. If I say their money is coming on the 5th, before 4th, the money is there. Say, got to a point in time that I don't need to tell them anything. They will just ask me, what do you want? And it will be shipped. So I was using trust to do business. Because they know that I will definitely pay after a long while. So he said, that's how I also went and discovered the Americans too want you to be honest in business. Now, but in Nigeria, we have never enthroned honesty. Somebody will collect your money and say, please, go to hell. Now, why? There are no set of rules and values governing our land. So you have all kinds of impunity. So God brought Moses and said, listen, if you can live by this set of rules and values, you'll be a wise nation. So the Old Testament, wisdom was a set of rules. Was based on a set of rules. The book of Luke, chapter 2. I want to share something with you. If you are in Luke chapter 2, I just want to read just one scripture in verse 46. And I'll also read verse 46 and 52. Fast. Please, let's look at this scripture. Jesus was born during the time of the law. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking questions. So for Jesus to operate in the wisdom of the Jews, he must know the law. The law was the fundamental basis for wisdom. So Jesus would always go to the temple, even when his parents were not aware of it. He would sneak out to meet the professors of that law, people who have in-depth knowledge of the law. And as they are talking, he will be sitting down to hear them. As he hears, he will ask questions. Because one way to probe knowledge is by asking questions. One way to get deeper in understanding is by asking questions. That's why the teacher will want at the end of every teaching to give you the opportunity to ask questions. And the reason is not just because he wants to know if you understand what he was taught. No. He also wants you to probe into what he has taught you. Question what he has taught you. Appraise what he has taught you. Then by doing that, he also is gaining understanding of your own knowledge in the subject. So, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. So Jesus, even though is God, have to study the law. As a human being, he has to study the law. So he has to take time to know the law. Because if you have to operate within the Jewish environment as a prophet, the only way they will respect you is your in-depth knowledge of the law. A Jewish man has no respect for you outside your knowledge of the law. Your knowledge of the law is your knowledge of God. So Jesus had to go to the temple to ask questions from the masters, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the leaders of the law, the interpreters of the law. When he asks them questions, they will respond. He will also sit down to learn. Get to the next verse, please. And Jesus increased in wisdom. So which wisdom? He increased in wisdom by studying the law. Then the other one is stature. That means he grew physically. But he also grew in knowledge, grew in wisdom. So that's why people saw him and say, who gave this man this wisdom? He learned it. And I tell you, the person who is responsible for what you know determines your level of wisdom. I've said this in church. When you want to learn a trade, don't go to an average person. Go to the masters. Find the best. No matter how simple that job is, look for the leaders. For a man to dominate a particular sphere of life, there's something he knows that others don't know. For a man to rule, and I've come to discover it's not about how beautiful you are. It's not about your height. It's about what you know. You can't apply what you don't know. And you can't apply what you don't understand. And understanding is based on knowledge. So the fundamental job of all men is to acquire wisdom.